Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The National Honor Society over at Sherrard, they're promoting an effort, and I know you can help out this Friday night at the Sherrard Orion football game. It's a student hunger drive. So, Charlotte Frayer, tell us a little bit about what's going on and how people can help out.
Yeah. So the Student Hunger Drive is where, like you said, the Sherrard National Honor Society partners with Riverbend Food Bank to help feed hungry families within our community. And like you said, one of our big events, one of our four that we do, is this Friday, the football game at Orion. Our Sherrard football team will play Orion at home, and we are asking that the whole community comes out to support our boys in our last home game this year, and also to donate non-perishable goods. Our theme is kind of to fill the bus, so we would like people from the community to drop off canned foods like canned meats, canned stews and chilies, peanut butter, canned soups, different things like that, different non-perishable goods to kind of fill us up a bus that we can then take to Riverbend. In total, this is a six-week event that we do. It kicks off on October 4th, and then we'll turn it all in on November 16th. And so some things that we're doing this Friday at the football game is we'll be accepting cans all night. We'll be selling macaroni box noisemakers that people can shake during the game. And then where we encourage those people to donate them back at the end of the night. And then we'll be raffling off boxes as well with some good prizes. So it'd be a really good thing that we'd like the community to come out and support us in.
All right, so if you can't make it to the football game for some reason on Friday night, are there other ways to contribute through the student hunger food drive?
Yeah, so it's six. It's a six-week event, and we're really trying to, you know, get as many people involved as we can. So you can drop off cans at any building in our district from this six-week time, from the 4th of October to the 14th of November. We also are doing trick-or-treating the night that the kids would normally go out to get candy. We are going door-to-door and asking people if they have, you know, some cans they're not going to use or some food that they don't necessarily like or aren't planning on using anytime soon. And we'll be trying to take those off their hands, all putting it in our big storage supply and then turning it in on that 16th day of November.
And then just kind of the motivation for the National Honor Society deciding to do something like this. This is apparently some need that you wanted to fulfill, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I mean, hunger is definitely a large problem all throughout the nation, throughout the world. Just something that we can do to kind of help within our community, you know, our neighbors, our friends, the people we live by. It's definitely something that I see, you know, in Sherrard in particular. We have students that need food and need school supplies. And so a way that it kind of comes full circle is we have what we call, it's a tire closet. It's like a resource room where we get food from Riverbend and the National Honor Society kids organize all this food, and families in our district and our community are able to come through and get food that they need and school supplies and toiletries and all the other necessities that they need for free. So us collecting this food, you know, essentially we're feeding our direct community because people can go to Riverbend and get food, but also people that go to school with us that can get food from this resource room.
All right, awesome. And again, if you can attend the football game on Friday night, again, they want to fill that bus for the Riverbend Food Bank. So the senior year, hard to believe, you know, we're approaching mid-October. I know you're a volleyball kid, right? And I remember your name from the basketball season. So are you savoring the senior year a little bit more? And I know it's got to be a lot more enjoyable with, you know, basically most of the in-person activities taking place. So that's great for a senior year, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's hectic to say the least. You know, I have a lot going on with NHS and sports and school itself, but I'm really enjoying it. A lot of my friends and like the sports that I'm doing are really making it enjoyable. So I'm really enjoying it, savoring it to say the least.
Awesome. So anything else? This big deal that the NHS is doing with the student hunger drive. So are there some other activities you got planned for the year, or that's still kind of up in the air because you're working on the student hunger drive? So are there some other things you're going to do, you think, before the year's up?
Yeah, those were some of the two main ones that we have, but we're also going to sit out at the Milan Hy-Vee And in a way, we're going to like sell slips of paper to customers as they walk in, basically just asking them to donate a certain dollar amount, however much or little they would like to donate when they pay at the register. So from 9 to 1 on Saturday, October 23rd and Saturday, October 30th, we'll just be sitting out there. And as people come in, you know, we'll kind of talk to them, tell them what we're about, and hopefully get some donations that way.
All right, Charlotte Frere, National Honor Society member at Sherrard, a student athlete over there as well, working on some good things. So keep up the good work and, again, help these kids out over at Sherrard this Friday night. They try to fill up that bus for the Riverbend Food Bank. Anything else you need to mention, Charlotte Frere?
I think that's all I got for you.
All right, awesome. You're listening to WRMJ and WRMJ.com.